PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, currently there are 24 states with legal recreational cannabis, but just New Jersey and Delaware are left with no provisions for at-home cultivation. Monmouth County Senator Vin Gopal says legal cannabis has always been about social justice.
We've locked up a lot of nonviolent offenders over the last several decades who have had trouble turning their lives around.
Despite the legal sales market, growing cannabis at home is a felony, punishable for up to 5 years in prison and a very large fine. An attorney for an Ocean Township man says his client's been awarded $525,000 after his teeth were knocked out by several Monmouth County jail officers 4 years ago. Police arrested Kevon Costello, who is now 23, after a handgun and Xanax were found in a car in which he was a passenger in 2020. Costello testified that four officers attacked him when he arrived at the jail, knocking out two front teeth. This portion of the news is made possible by 1-800-NJ-LEGAL, your premier destination for top-notch personal injury attorneys in the Garden State, powered by the Haddad Law Firm, specializing in cases like auto accidents, workplace injuries, and more. Call 1-800-NJ-LEGAL or visit 1-800-NJ-LEGAL.com. The U.S. Postal Service has made a real shocker of an announcement. Stamp prices are not going up.
U.S. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy said that come January 2025, the Post Office would not up the prices on first-class mail and other postal items. Over the past 2 years, the prices of these kinds of things have routinely been increased, but it seems postage inflation has finally been curbed, at least for a bit. The last time prices on stamps rose was this past July, when forever stamps went up to 73 cents a pop. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Another New Jersey school is closing due to a loss in state aid. Cozy Lake Elementary in Jefferson Township, Morris County, will close at the end of the school year. District officials say it's the only way to make up for a $3 million loss in state aid. Districts around the state that have lost massive amounts of state aid under Governor Murphy's funding formula have had to make drastic cuts and close schools to deal with the budget impacts. And New Jersey is home to the best schools in the nation, but new challenges are testing our education system. Schools are scrambling to hire thousands of positions. Educators are competing with cell phone distractions in the classrooms. And like I said, districts are losing millions in state funding. We've brought together the Garden State's top education experts for a discussion on these challenges. Join us for our New Jersey 101.5 Town Hall Crisis in the Classroom, New Jersey's Greatest Educational Challenges. It's happening tomorrow night at 7. Watch it on our Facebook page, nj1015.com, or listen on New Jersey 101.5. When will the sun return? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. I really hope we pick up at least a quarter inch of rain between today and tomorrow specifically. Actually, we have rain chances plugged into the forecast for each of the next 4 days. Quarter inch would literally quadruple our September total rainfall across much of New Jersey. So scattered light rain is likely into this afternoon. Wettest corner of the state to the north and west, but everybody could see a little bit of rain as the day goes on here. Cloudy, fairly cool, high 65 to 70. The chance of showers will linger into tonight as temperatures slowly rise, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, warm and humid, 75 to 80, with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible at any time. Friday, we start to feel the effects on the outer edge of Helene. Lots of clouds, showers to the south, highs lower 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Sussex is 59, Trenton 67, Egg Harbor Township is 70. Weather brought to you by Lester Glen Auto Group. Did you know that Lester Glen Auto Group has locations in Thomas River, Ocean Township, Freehold, and Seagirt? Treat yourself to a new vehicle this fall from the team that's dedicated to your experience. Get started at lesterglen.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.